The demons of torture were threatening to rob Thaddeus Samba of his life. Samba was a political activist in the West African nation of Cameroon. Someone evidently didn't share Samba's views, and they wanted to make him pay. Samba fled Cameroon, leaving behind his home, his family, and everything he knew. He didn't stop running until he arrived in Chicago. Chicago was unlike anything Samba had ever seen. Skyscrapers, apartment complexes, and elevated trains were all new to him. Miles and miles of concrete and asphalt surrounded him. Adjusting to life in the city was almost as difficult as adjusting to life in a new country. All this while trying to recover from the physical and psychological scars of torture. Then, Thaddeus Samba discovered the farm.
For me to come here is to go back in the source, you know, because when you live in the city, always the time, you know, you get a little bit, you like to be in touch with the nature. I was missing that.
The farm is called Angelic Organics. For the past decade, it's been hosting visitors from the Marjorie Kovler Center for Survivors of Torture in Chicago. The center helps people fleeing persecution to recover and resettle in the United States. People come to the center from all over the world. Many of them are from rural areas and aren't used to living in a city. Tom Spaulding is a former volunteer at the Kovler Center. He now works at Angelic Organics Farm. He says a visit to the farm can be a key stop on the road to recovery for torture victims.
They're living now in Chicago in a huge metropolitan area, and they're from rural backgrounds, and some of them are farmers. And to be on a farm that's somewhat like what they were used to back home, you know, because it's a small farm, it's diversified vegetables and livestock, and so it's, maybe it's just because it touches a lot of things from people's, what was familiar from back home, and maybe that in a sense helps.
For many of the people here, it's a familiar setting. John Fala fled a civil war in Liberia 2 years ago. He had to leave his family behind when he escaped. While he says he enjoys life in Chicago because he doesn't feel threatened anymore, Fala says the farm reminds him of home.
I'm very much impressed of what I'm seeing on this farm. There is no difference from how we do the farming in Africa and here.
This was Fala's first visit to the farm. Some of the Kovler Center's clients have made the 80-mile trip from Chicago many times. Thaddeus Samba says the farm has become an important part of his life.
When I came here, you know, I feel myself very relaxed and I enjoy myself. You know, my soul was really in touch with the nature. And I feel very happy, you know, and every year I try to come back, you know, and to feel that sensation.
For Samba and the other survivors of torture, that sensation can be an important part of the healing process. Samba has even found a way to give back to the community surrounding the farm. He's been teaching area kids about life in his native country. It's a land far away, a place the kids have probably never even heard of. But as Samba has learned, the nation of Cameroon has some very important things in common with the rural Midwest. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chris Lehman.